Hey, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are having a really great day. I hope you're getting to sleep in a little bit, maybe listening to this podcast a little later in the morning than you normally would. Today is Thursday, November 25th. It's Thanksgiving Day. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. I'm glad you guys are here today, and I'm only going to take a few minutes of your time because I'm hoping that you're setting the table and doing all the things. We have so much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. I'm not going to hit on the headlines or anything, and in fact, I'm just going to allow the world to go a little bit quiet for just a moment today as we learn to be thankful, as we learn to just remember again that we do have so much to be thankful for right now in the country. No matter what we're going through, there is always something to be thankful for. Psalm 136, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And as I read that verse, it occurs to me that it gives me a couple of reasons at least to be thankful. One, for God's constant goodness. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and then for his steadfast love. The Lord is never going to leave us, and he's never going to forsake us. Psalm 30 gives praise to God for his deliverance. King David wrote, "I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever." Forever. In Psalm 30, David gives thanks to the Lord regarding his difficult circumstances. This Psalm of Thanksgiving not only praises God in the moment, but it remembers God's faithfulness in the past. And today, as we gather with our families, I'm going to encourage you to spend some time reflecting on God's faithfulness in your family's life and in the lives of the people that have gathered with you today. The people of God are called to be a thankful people because we know how much we've been given. And I think, as we've been talking about for months and months and months here at the show, one of the characteristics of the last days is a lack of thanksgiving. In fact, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says, "For the people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, and unholy." In other words, it says that a wicked people will be ungrateful. And we need to be a thankful people because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. And he's the only one that's worthy of it. He's the one that gave us every good and perfect gift. The Bible says it comes from the Lord of love, comes down from above. And when we're thankful, our focus then can move off of our selfish desires and onto what it is that God is doing around us. And so we're going to express thankfulness today in our family. I think I've told you this for many years now. We've put cardstock pieces of paper at everybody's seat. And then when you sit down, you get to write what you're thankful for about the person whose name is on that placemat. So if we had, last year it was really a lot of work because we had so many people at our house. This year we've scaled it down a little bit for a variety of reasons. So we've got a smaller thing going on at our house this year. But what we usually do is just put the names of the people that are at our dinner onto a cardstock piece of paper, and that becomes their placemat. Well, when dinner is over, we pass those placemats around. And so, like, if I get Lexi's placemat, I'm going to write something about Lexi that I love. Why am I thankful for Lexi? Why am I thankful for Savannah? What do I love about Noah, my grandson? And then we keep those. I actually have placemats from doing this in my family for probably from maybe 25 years ago. My grandparents wrote their little notes to me on my placemat years and years ago, and they become treasured memories and keepsakes. So this is a good opportunity for us to just celebrate what we have to be thankful for and to be reminded that God has really given us an awful lot to be thankful for in this country. I was searching on the internet a couple of days ago. You know, it used to be, you know, 25 years ago when I started homeschooling, there was all kinds of information about the first Thanksgiving and it was this wonderful time that we had to just thank God for the people that came over here. And even after they had endured hardship and sickness and conflict, they came together, and this was the beginning, really, of the Thanksgiving holiday. And what we know about the first Thanksgiving largely comes from the diary of Plymouth, Massachusetts Governor William Bradford. And we have been to Plymouth. My family's been there. I am just a student of history. I love history. I love particularly the history of this nation. And we know that those who don't know their history are destined to repeat it. And boy, howdy, are we not, you know, we're scooting that way really fast right now. But what I noticed, sadly, and have noticed this now for many, many years, is that if you search, you know, Thanksgiving story, the history of Thanksgiving, you will see article after sad and heartbreaking article about how the schools no longer teach Thanksgiving because a Thanksgiving story isn't right. William Bradford was not the person that he wrote it to be. So then you have to say, well, you know, we're rewriting history. And we're either making up stuff or we're adding to it. And it's a pretty sad, I think it's we're just kind of in a sad state in the country right now, because the true origins of Thanksgiving are slightly mysterious, but the accounts of Thanksgiving have been the same for generations. And yet we're seeing this attempt in an attempt to create our nation as, you know, illegitimately founded, blah, 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 blah. People are glossing over the story of Thanksgiving. So a lot of this comes from William Bradford's manuscript called The Plymouth Plantation. And in it, he talks about his voyage to the New World, his efforts to settle in Plymouth, and what happened during that dinner that took place in the fall of 1621. And so Bradford noted in his manuscript that the pilgrims of Plymouth had enjoyed an especially good harvest that particular fall. And so in honor of their good fortune, they planned a meal to celebrate and give thanks for the abundance of food. Now, the local natives, the Wampanoag natives, the Indians there, had worked along the pilgrims to hunt and fish and gather a whole lot of that food. And they'd even taught the pilgrims about many of the tactics in the first place. And so for that reason, they joined in to give thanks for all of it. And it's kind of no mention of pumpkin pie. I'm not sure what that came from, but the peaceful dinner between the Native Americans and the pilgrims, I think that is what has been called into question, right? Some people say, well, that's not true. That didn't happen. But it's exactly the concept of the two cultures coming together that made the dinner so memorable, and it's so important to our country's history, in the same spirit of joining together to give thanks in the tradition of Thanksgiving, and eventually it became an official holiday. So by 1789, the Thanksgiving tradition was still not a holiday, and Bradford's manuscript with the actual accounts of that first Thanksgiving had yet to be published. And so there was very little public interest in having anything like Thanksgiving. And while it's reported that George Washington called for a national Thanksgiving on the last Thursday of November that year, a declaration that like that essentially amounted to a nice, thoughtful idea, but things were not official. And it wasn't until William Bradford's diary made it into the hands of magazine editor Sarah Hale in the 1800s that things began to take shape. And so I have a wonderful book that we've read to our children called Thank You, Sarah Hale. You guys can look it up on Amazon or wherever you get books these days. She was moved after reading about the first Thanksgiving dinner. And so she started what amounts to a massive letter writing campaign, urging not one, not two, but five American presidents to make Thanksgiving a national holiday. She never gave up. And eventually she found the president that she was looking for in none other than Abraham Lincoln. Okay, guys, a lot of us are talking about Christmas gifts early this year, and you know that I am totally committed to helping you support companies that are standing for freedom, right? Well, at the top of my list is, you guessed it, MyPillow. You've all helped build MyPillow into an amazing company, and now I'm partnering with them just in time for Christmas. Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for listeners of the Heidi St. John podcast on his standard MyPillows. You will receive a standard MyPillow regularly priced at $69.98 for only $19.98. website. You will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, such as MyPillow towels, the mattress topper, my slippers, and so much more. You can get up to 66% off your order. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98 or call 1-800-447-0541 and use promo code Heidi. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee so you got nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want, but we need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-447-0541 and use promo code Heidi, that's H-E-I-D-I, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Heidi, or call 1-800-447-0541. And as the Civil War raged on, Lincoln believed that Thanksgiving might help to unite a country that had been terribly divided. And so he declared it a national holiday in 1863 and kept Thanksgiving as the last Thursday in November. So Washington's idea was finally brought to life. And it was at this time that Thanksgiving became a bona fide official holiday on the American calendar. And it's kind of an interesting, you know, I was reading some of the things that I had read to my children over the years. And like I told you, you know, if you search for Thanksgiving story, you're going to see the Washington Post, Harper's Bazaar, all these people are basically slamming the country and slamming William Bradford. But I want my children to know that there were pilgrims who sailed to this country aboard a ship called the Mayflower. And they were members of an English separatist church. They were the Puritans. And we learned this in school, right? And they had fled. Why? They fled their home in England and they sailed to Holland. Basically, they went to the Netherlands to escape religious persecution. And there, while they got more religious tolerance, they eventually became disenchanted with the Dutch way of life because they didn't think that it was godly. Remember, these are the Puritans, all right? These are the separatists. So they wanted a better life. And so they negotiated with a London stock company to finance a pilgrimage to America. And most of the people that made that trip aboard the Mayflower were not part of that group. Instead, they were hired to protect the company's interests. So that made a very small portion of them. So maybe about one third of the original colonists were separatists. So the pilgrims set aground at Plymouth Rock on December 11th, 1620. Their first winter was devastating. At the beginning of the following fall, they had lost 46 of the original 102 that sailed on the Mayflower. But the harvest of 1621 was a bountiful one, and the remaining colonists decided to celebrate with a feast, including 91 Indians who had helped the pilgrims survive their first year. It's believed that the pilgrims would not have made it through that year without the help of the natives. So this feast was more of a traditional English harvest festival than a true Thanksgiving observance, because obviously we didn't have Thanksgiving, and it lasted, according to William Bradford, for about 3 days. So Governor Bradford sent four men going after wild ducks and geese, and it's not certain if a turkey was part of the feast, but it is certain that they had venison. So the term turkey was used by the pilgrims to mean any sort of wild fowl. And we don't know a whole lot about the first Thanksgiving, what we now call the first Thanksgiving, but it's so important, I think, that we take time to celebrate a couple of things. A, the freedom that we have in this country, to acknowledge that there were people that came here in search of freedom, right? They wanted freedom from religious persecution. We wanted to be free from the tyranny that we had been, that the people who came over here wanted to be free from tyranny. And that's why I keep telling you guys, it's Thanksgiving. You should be talking about nothing but religion and politics because it actually matters. And I want you to be encouraged to study the history of this amazing holiday with your children. George Washington, as I said earlier, proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. And at that point, some people were opposed to it because guess what? There was discord among the colonies. And a lot of people were feeling the hardships of a few pilgrims, and they didn't think that looking back to what those guys went through warranted a national holiday. So later, Thomas Jefferson said, nope, I don't like to do it either. And remember, and this is why this story is so important, that Sarah Hale, who was a magazine editor, she was the one whose efforts eventually led to what we recognize as Thanksgiving. Remember, because she reached out to so many presidents, and it was a 40-year campaign of writing letters and editorials to governors and presidents. She really was obsessed with it. And it was President Lincoln again who proclaimed the last Thursday, November, as a national day of Thanksgiving. And I love that he did that. I love that he has, that it's in our nation's DNA to have a day of Thanksgiving. I love that we have the opportunity to pass that tradition on to our children and to spend time together as families today, talking about the history of this nation and what we have to be thankful for and what we went through to obtain freedom. So I thought it would be appropriate today to end the podcast by reading the Thanksgiving Proclamation that Abraham Lincoln read in 1863. This is what he read. "The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union, needful diversions of wealth and strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the United States to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington, this third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1863, and of the independence of the United States, the 88th. By President Abraham Lincoln." You see, the truth is we have a lot to be thankful for. Our nation really was founded on the principles of liberty and freedom, and under the direction of God. And as the nation has moved away from that, we have suffered the result of it. And so this year, on this Thanksgiving, our family will be gathered around the table with people that we love, both in our family and from our neighborhood. And we'll be asking the Lord for his blessing again, thanking him for his provision and for his direction, and thanking him for each one of you, and asking the Lord to wake us up as a nation again and bring us back to himself. And we will look forward with eager anticipation to what God will do as he answers this prayer. You guys are loved. I hope you enjoy this Thanksgiving with your families, and that you take some time today to talk about why we can be thankful and how we can live our lives out as a thankful people. Have a great day, everybody, and I will see you back here tomorrow. For more encouragement, visit me online at momstronginternational.com.